Subway.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration efforts by various youth organizations across Zimbabwe as preparations for the 2023 general elections gather momentum. These organizations include the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, and Project Vote 263, which are pulling out all the stops to make sure that no eligible voter is left behind, especially the youth. Among these efforts, ZINASU has deployed its teams to various institutions of higher learning, meaning universities and colleges, to mobilize students. On their part, Project 4263 are also engaged in different outreach endeavors that have seen hundreds, if not thousands, head to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission centers to register. We will be hearing from these and other organizations tonight. Plus, we have an update on the FIFA World Cup matches played today. Lichona njani sapho leZimbabwe, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eqhutshwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo oka-2023. Inhlanganiso lezi zigoqela Project Vote 263 kanye leyabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZINASU. Yona elequla elibhoda ngamakolishi lamanyuvesi ikhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayebhalisa. Zinengi inhlanganiso eziqhuba inhlelo ezifanayo, kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ngothi ngempela bazaphuma ngobunengi na abasakhulayo bayebhalisa. Kwaziwayo batereri be-Studio 7, mnasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga ekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzegore rinouya ra-2023. Masangano aya ari kuita izvi anosanganisira reproject Vote 263 pamwe chete nerevadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU. Nengo zesangano iri dziri kupinda muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro dzichikurudzira vadzidzi kuti vanyorese kuvhota. Asi mubvunzo mukuru ndewekuti vachanyoresa neuwandu hwavo here vechidiki ava. We are now joined by ZINASU spokesperson, Mr. Lennon Mazuru, on the line from Harare. Mr. Mazuru, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yes, how many students would you say you have managed to register so far under your ongoing mobilization program?
Okay, thank you. So far, under my vote, my voice, my future, we have managed to register students more than 2,000 across the country.
2,000, and these are university and college students only?
Yes, and this is only for this semester.
How long do you plan to continue with this program? And what's your target? How many youth are you targeting by the time you end?
Okay, So this program commenced earlier this year when there was a biometric photo registration which was conducted by ZEC, you know, the first phase which was in February and the second one which was in April. Putting it all together to this semester and last semester, our target is now reached almost 8,000 students and youths across the country. And our target is to make sure that we reach 100,000 students as we enter into 2023 before we reach the elections.
Ko pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here nekuti tokunzwa mamwe masangano akazvimirira oga vari kuti kana vachitaura nevechidiki kuti budai munonyoresa kuvhota mhinduro yavari kuwana ndeyekuti hapana chingaita kuti vabude vanovhota because hapana chekuvhotera muZimbabwe hanzi we've been voting for the past ameno makore asi chachinja hapana pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here
chimhingampinyi chekutanga iZANU-PF. ZANU-PF iri kupa vanhu mentality yekuti hapana chinochinja ende iri kupa vanhu pfungwa yekuti icharamba iripo. So vazhinji vari kuona kunge kuvhota kunge kuti zvisina basa asi tiri kuramba takatsika panhau iyoyo yekuti tirambe tichinorejista kuvhota tizovhota neuwandu hwedu nekuti chinhu chinozivikanwa nezanupf ndechekuti vanhu vakavhota neuwandu zanupf iri kubva yabva pachigaro. So ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho. Chechipiri ndechekutoti vechidiki vazhinji havana vhota education yakakwana yavakawaniswa yavari kuwana. So isusu seboka rezinhasu tiri kutraya nepatinogona kuti muzvikoro makirimu zvedanho repamusorosoro tinge tichidzidzisana nevadzidzi varimo tovaonesawo zvakanakira kunovhota sezvo vari kuzvionera kuti munyika hamuna kumira zvakanaka, hamuna mabasa, hamuna mishonga iriko. Munhu akapeti kuri kugraduata vanhu vakawanda gore negore asi hamuna mabasa, hakuna maindastry. So vari kuzoona ndosaka vazhinji vari kuzoenda kundorejista kuvhota. Ndo zvinhu zvatingati tikunanisangana nazvo. Uyezve kuzeki vezeki kune mamwe maregistration centers havasi kushanda nomazvo, vari kuda kutraya kutiodza mwoyo kuti vanongaenda noregista kuvhota vagoswedzwa variko, asi isusu tinongoramba tichidzokera. Uyezve taikumbirisa kuti vezeki vange vachiisawo kana matindi avo zvavo pazvikoro zvese zvakati kurei kuti vadzidzi vavo vakawanda vawanikwa vachiregista kuvhota.
Liyamuzwa lapho mnumzana Lennon Mazuru isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabafundi Zimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZinaso, sikhuluma ke ngohlelo abalwenzayo olokuphuma bengena emakolishini lasemanyuvesi bekhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayibhalisela ukuvota. Ngimbuzile ke lapho ukuthi kungaba kukhona ingxaki abahlangana lazo yini, and uyasho ukuthi hayi ingxaki enkulu iZANU-PF ikakhulu yiyo enza abantu abaningi bagcine bengasela ntshinkuntshi yokuvota. Uthi nxa ukhuluma lo muntu umbuzo ukuthi sowabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote kukhetho oluzayo, uzwe ekuphendule ethi akulasizathu sokuthi abhalise ngoba sokule minyaka le minyaka kuvotwa kodwa akulalutho olutshintshayo. Ngaleso sizathu uMazuru uthi umbuso weZANU-PF wona awusolayo yiwo osusenza abantu abaningi bangabile ntshinkuntshu yokufuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Mr. Mazuru, to those who are skeptical about voting or those who don't see the importance of voting next year, why is it crucial for them to vote? Why should they reconsider?
As our name says it all, the name of our initiative for voter registration, it says, my vote is my voice and it is my future. So looking at the statistics of demographic in Zimbabwe, which state that more than 67% is the youth. And the youth are the ones which have to preserve a future, which needs to protect a future. This is very, very important for many of the young people in Zimbabwe. Hence, by voting, we are making a choice. By voting, we are saying out something. We are saying out that we need change, number one. What change do we need? We need change in the education system, especially for the students. We need to demilitarize the education system. We need to make so many changes in each and every system. There is health sector. The health sector needs medication, needs to be resuscitated because it's being crippled down. So it's very, very important to go and vote because this is our future. This is our nation. We need to rebuild it again by bringing in new blood in the system. And hence, as you can see right now, the current government, the youth are not given a bigger platform to bring in new ideas, to implement even new ideas. If you look even when the government is sending a delegation out there maybe to represent the youth, they are sending the old mandalas and old people to go and represent the youth. But once the youth are there, so this is the time to take over, to claim our space as young people, to claim our space as citizens of Zimbabwe, because nothing can be made without the citizens. They cannot make decisions on behalf of the students. They cannot make decisions without consulting us as students and as citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazuru. Please do stay on the line. Lennon Mazuru. Isikhulumelise enhlanganiso yabasa kulayo yabafundi rather izinasu esiye ekumnumzana yanga senmathethe u director kube umqondisi we project 4263 aba mathethe tinokugamuchira emuchirongwa
sino faranga ngikomo. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We know you are also engaged in various efforts to mobilize young people to vote. Currently, I know you are carrying out a survey asking people, why is it that young people do not want to register to vote? What are you getting?
Baba Satuti de Cruzra is being a Saku Fota. I think in Mukata Makura, Pura Pataka, my election in 2018 and 2018. Kairamba Shan is initiated to approve the Saku Fota. Mukata Saku Fota is in Zimbabwe. From 2018 to 2023, the potential one of 1.5 million. So that the particular of our program is to actually establish to affect the why we are not participating. Not only to vote, but also to government issues. Because participating now for the union, but we are to see how my elected council has how my parliamentary and the government has he hold the account of the government that is satisfied to build a political process for science. A student that are informed that can have organized themselves and hold the government, those who are elected to see power to account.
And briefly before we take a break, Mr. Matete, since you started, how many people would you say you've registered so far?
I could put that down of guys, maybe. Aninga classified a big figure. Me, I could see the figures, and the last year, but one. But we know, for example, it's a police and the lot of kids that we have died, the crew very But basically, this is a mass last July, limitation. They're saying that new registered voters around 200,000 since 2018. So which is a small number compared to the figure. I thought you might use another 3 million and a repetition of registered voters.
Siyabonga tinotenda amathethenda please do stay on the line gentlemen silobaba uLennon Mazuru owenhlanganiso yezinasu lo yangasen mathethe engabe yena ngowenhlanganiso ye project 4263 lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo abayenzayo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Thank you, gentlemen, and please stay with us as we briefly give our soccer fans an update on World Cup matches played today. The game started with Saudi Arabia showing no mercy for Lionel Messi and his Argentina side, and excuse the pun. The Saudis beat Argentina 2-1 in a Group C encounter, while in Group D, Denmark and Tunisia drew nil all. Mexico and Poland were also tied 0-0. A match between France and Australia is currently underway. Here is what soccer fans are saying about their team's performances so far.
Yeah, I am Hassan Salaita from Jordan. This nice game for Saudi Arabia. Even I am a big fan for Argentina since when I was a kid. But really today, Saudi Arabia made a great game. Really, it's a big match. Yeah.
Do you think Saudi Arabia can go far from here?
I hope that, look, this time it's the World Cup held in the Arabia area. So that a lot of support for the Saudi team here in this area. So maybe for the quarter final, I think, for my opinion, for the quarter final. I hope maybe they go further, but we will see. This is the World Cup. You can't predict any game. Yeah. Argentina today, I am really shocked why they play like this.
My name is Jalal. I'm from Tunisia. I came all the way here for the World Cup, and we're facing Denmark, which was semi-finalist of the last Euro Cup, so they're not easy to beat. It's going to be tough, but we have over, I think we have easily 35,000 people here from our country, and that's going to make a difference tomorrow on the stadium, hopefully. Thank you so much.
The France-Australia match is actually starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Time here in the United States. And for those who have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. And tonight we are talking about voter registration efforts targeting young people. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Abasanda ku sichuma siyalambulela kumsakazo we Studio 7. Na sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk njalo lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo enziwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo esifana labo Zinasu labo Project Vote 263 ezokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota ngobunengi. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Lennon Mazuru owezinasu ngospokesperson isikhulumeli kanye lo yangasen Mathethe owe Project 4263. Besithe njalo siza kuba lo Tawanda Mazango owe Lupane Youth Development Trust. I'm sure we are making efforts to get him ngoba ubethe uza kuba khona kuhlelo. Ndizokere kwa Muri va Mazuru. Pane zvamungati zvinoda kuitwa here, ameno maybe by the government kana kuti ZEC. Pane zvamuri kuona zvinofanirwa kuitwa nehurumende neZEC kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude nehuwandu vanonyoresa here, zvisiri kuitika pari zvino?
Maita basa, zviripo zvakati kuti zvinofanira kunge zviitwa zvikuru sei nehurumende uyezve neveZEC. Mukurejista kwatinenge tichiita vadzidzi nevechidiki, tine mamwe mapato atinenge tichifambidzana nawo akaita seERC nanaZEC, avo vanenge vachiedzaona napose kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka, vechidiki vange vachirejista vakawanda. Asi hurumende kuburikidza negurukota remapurisa, takaona vasvonda apfuura vakarambidza chirongwa chaizoita kuti vechidiki vange vachikurudzirika kutaenda novhota chaida kuitwa muBulawayo, chirongwa chaida kuitwa eshow yevechidiki vachideedzwa vaimba vakasiyana siyana kuti vadiki vechidiki vadzidziswe pashoo iyoyo yunge vachinge vachikurudzirika. Uyezve taikumbisa kuti veZEC vange vachiisa mapoka pamastations ari accessible nevanhu vazhinji, rather than kuti vange vangori seti kumaofices avo, zvinova zviri kure kune vanhu vazhinji. Asi vange vachitora urongwa hwekurejista kuvhota uyu zviri siriasi. Tinoona kuti havasi kuchitora siriasi chirongwa ichochi chekurejista kuvhota, chikonzero hatingazivi kuti ndechei, asi havasi kuchitora siriasi. Uyezve dai vagona kunyanya isi kune vechidiki nevadzidzi kuti vaisa nzvimbo dzekurejistira kuvhota dzitori specifically for tertiary institutions, vechidiki havakanganisike zvidzidzo zvavo kuti vamboenda kumudhorobha vondogara kukwemaawa, asi vanongowana nguva diki diki kuti vanongoenda pasaidi kana pari pachikoro pavo votorejista kuvhota zvotoitwa. Governmentwo yosetawo mapato anoita voter education yakasimba, yokurudzira kwete kuti vaite demoralize vechidiki neveruzhinji kuti vasanovhota, vasanorejista kuvhota.
Siyabonga Lennon Mazuru, spokesperson mutauriri weZinasu. Sesimtholileke ubaba uTawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust. Ngiyakwamukela mnumzana Mazango.
Hayi, siyabonga baba, ngiyabonga ngibona ama challenge ngeinternet, but thank you so much for being connected.
Hayi, siyabonga. Khona ngapho eLupane bayabhalisa yini abasakhulayo njalo lani njengenhlanganiso, kuyini elikwenzayo?
Ngiza kuthi kulama challenges amaningi ahlanganisela ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZEC emele ukuthi irejista abantu ukuthi bavote lapha ekhona. Kunzima ukuthi abasakhulayo bayifikele bakwanise ukurejista ukuvota. Siyananzelela ukuthi iZEC ayikabi devolved ukuthi itholakale kumawadi ukuthi bena ma-offices kumawadi irejista abantu. Njalo kule mhlebe bayenza abantu be-department ye-register, ababhodi ezikolo nasemakhaya be-register abantwana abasakhulayo ngiphelaphi izithupha. 95% of abantu bona labo banezithupha kathesi, kodwa bayenelisi ukuthi bafinyele ama-offices eZEC ukuthi bayirejiste ukuvota. So thina njengoLupane Youth siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo abane-18 years and above bayenelisa ukuthi bakwanise ukurejista, and njalo siphatheke kuhlelo lokuzama ukukhulumisana ipolicy level ukuthi iZEC ithatha amanyathelo ukuthi ihambe emakhaya yenelise ukuthi bona labo bantu abancediseka ne-process irejista ukuthi batole izithupha, bayenelise labo ukuthi barejiste, bayenelise labo ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo kuhlelo lokuyayo luka-2023 election. But kuloku into enziwa mningi esonanzelelayo ukuthi kule lack of i-political will from i-government yaseZimbabwe ukuthi i-encourage kumbe ikwanise ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo kube le-one man one vote. Kakhulu ingathi i-generation ezele between 20 alternate 18 years between 2018 up to now. Ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi baregistre baphatheke futhi kushini olubuyayo olokhetho luka 2023. Akulapho nithi kwawunye futhi from izethu. Izethu abakumele sikhangelethe izethu layo njengenhlanganiso yothi ethi yona izimele yodwa ikwanise ukuthi ikhankase lethi phiwa ama-resources ngekhankaseni ukuthi ihambe imakhaya ekwanise ukuthi ifinyelele laba asakhulayo ukuthi bakwanise ukuregistrala baphatheke kuhlelo luka-next year.
Kungaba kungekho ukuzinikela kuhulumende mazango, kodwa bona abasakhulayo bazinikele yini? Ngoba siyabona ungani bamadolonzima.
Thina njengehlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela sikile ukuthi abasakhulayo bazinikele ukuthi bayirejista, kodwa-ke siyangakhangela umumo ofikiwo abala mali ukuthi bakwanise ukufinyelela ama-offices ukuthi bayirejista. Njengoba ngikhuluma ngithi njengaselupani umuntu osakhulayo ozele ekiteti ukuthi ayefike elupani ufuna i-$15 i-one way, abalazo lezo zimali kunto mali ukuthi angaba ne-$15 wazakhetha ukuthi imali lezo bazisebenzise ukuthi bakwanise ukufudisa isihlabo kunokuthi bakwanise ukuthi kunokuthi bazifake ukuthi bahambe beyorejista ukuvota baphenduke babuye bashone kokuhle ezindlini zabo. Njalo sikulandelela ukuthi sokuthatha ibhedeni yezirekhi ukuthi ithinyele labasakhulayo ukuthi wakhwayelekithi ukurejista nebhedeni yesitransfera kuyibhedeni yezakhamizi nebhedeni ama-possible voters ukuthi bona bathathe imali ezikhwameni zabo bayafinyelela izeki. Kuthina njengelupani ukuthi sibona ngazathi kumele kusebenze the other way round, izeki kumele ama-resources uhulumende ifinyelele ama-potential 2023 voters. Ayikhona ukuthi ama-potential 2023 voters bakhiphe imali ezikhwameni zabo ukuze bayenelise ukufinyelela izeki. Kathina nje lupani ukuthi sibona ngazathi abasakhulayo izeki ngakwanisa ukuthi bafinyelele banalo uthando lokuthi barejiste bathathe kuhlelo olubuyayo.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Mazango. Sizoke kwamuri bamathethe as we wind down. We are running out of time. Dai vamnanga gwambune na maishi gumba bezeki vakaterera ndati mashoko amungada kusvisa kwavari. Vamatete. Hongo taku kunzwa.
Okay, nanti ndakutaura ndakakwira zvakatore ma previous speakers nyairipo ndezi Zimbabwe tirichiri kushota kunene chidiki tiritaanyesa kupota inyaya yekuti pane kakusatrasa maelectoral process muZimbabwe kuti vanoti ivo bazodora zvamaelectoral Zimbabwe inofevhera zvinotema nadiyo rakarerekera. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoda kuti tiene veki inofanira kuimprove on their transparency and independence so that young people can trust in this process. Yes, that's one of the major causes of voter apathy in Zimbabwe, where young people are saying that they do not think that BEC is actually in a position to deliver free and fair elections. So that's the first thing, is one that is driving young people away from electoral processes. And also, to my question, the fact that in Zimbabwe, think that it's given here to notice this is education, because our now is primary, right? So long as it's a new area, and it's only a certificate, and you have to vote it. So that thing is key to draw away in the information information. Saka nyaya ine zvinoti vana vechidiki ava vanozogafanya kuti vanyatsogara panyaya dzekunyesa kuvhota panyaya dzekuvhota nenyaya yekuti hapana danho rekuita kuvadzidzisa ndisamakasosa maanalysis.
Thank you there, Mr. Matete, and I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We are out of time. Thank you so very much to our guests, Mr. Lennon Muzuru, Zinasu spokesperson, Vayangasen Matete, the project Vote 263, Kanyelo Mnumzana, Tawanda Mazango, Oenhlanganiso Yelupane Youth Development Trust. Would like to thank you at home, our listeners and viewers. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am your host, Tungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.